Good morning and welcome to Empowered and Ageless 5 to Thrive. 5 minutes, 5 days a week to start your day in an empowered way. And today we're talking about peace versus judgment. And we don't have peace here at my house because Bodhi made it up on my lap before Yuki, and Yuki is not having it. But he won't let me pick him up. So we have some dog games going on here where they're working it out or fighting it out. But anyway, what we're talking about this morning is the fact that you can't have peace and judgment. And if you think about it, if you're willing to let go of constantly judging everything that you and everybody else does in the world, then what happens is you have this lightness, this huge relief, this feeling of elevated peacefulness that comes with just that, you can feel the tension releasing from your body, even thinking about not needing to judge anything, not judging yourself, not judging others, just letting it all be. And there's a lot of reasons why we feel the need to judge. One being that we are constantly being judged. So it's easy to get caught up in that. Oh, Yuki's actually trying to get on this chair with Bodhi. Okay, I have two dogs sitting with me in this chair now. Okay, so, but the thing is, judgment is constant. It's everywhere. I mean, if you read a newspaper, if you read a magazine article, any kind of article, if you watch TV shows, the whole, you know, celebrity building complex or whatever you want to call it is all built on judging, on rating, on building people up, taking them down. And if you're constantly doing that, then, or indulging in watching it or participating in it, then it's hard for you to not judge yourself and for you to judge others the way you vicariously watch other people being judged. It's just a whole vicious circle. But you can remove yourself from that. You can start by every day when you hear that inner voice about to judge something that you're doing or about to make a snarky comment, not out loud, but inside, about something you observe. Stop yourself and go, wow. Why do I feel the need to feel superior to this person by judging them? Or why do I feel this sense of unworthiness by judging myself? What other explanations are there for why people judge? You either want to not feel so bad about yourself, or you want to feel superior, which is the other end of that. And either way, there's no good that comes from either one. So if you can check yourself when you hear that little voice in your head that's about to say something, go, no. I am at peace. I love myself. I accept myself as who I am, and I am not falling into the trap of judging myself or anybody else. I would much rather be at peace. it's a big job to be constantly judging. Whether you're judging you or judging someone else, it takes a lot of effort. And I don't care if it's only an internal dialogue, it still takes a lot of effort to be constantly judging. And if you can release even a portion of that, you will have so much more peace in your life. Less stress, less anxiety, less useless chatter going on in your head that you don't need. It will help you to be happier, more filled with joy, lighter, feeling stronger and more empowered about who you are, because you're focused on living your own life instead of judging other people or comparing yourself to other people. It's all about staying in your own lane and you being you and letting everything else go. We don't have to constantly be proving that we're smarter, better, whatever, than other people. There's no good that can come from that. It's much better for us to find the things that we have in common with others that make us the same, where we feel that we are together. That's also an empowering thought. So today, be aware of all those little thoughts that you have that are either judging you or judging someone else. And see how much more peaceful you feel when you say, no, I'm not going to do this today. Until Monday, this is Lynn Pierce saying bye for now. Remember, be ageless.